came home and I was super psyched to watch Twilight.
Me too.
And I was like, this is going to be really fun. Yeah, I was like, this is going to be really fun. And then I was watching and I was like, wow, this is like worse than I remember. I used to really enjoy watching it.
Oh, I thought it was better than I remembered.
Is it better than you remember? It's like it's it's good. It's just I used to like actually like it, and now I like I'm just bitter about it. But it entertained me for 2 hours because I got to like it got me thinking about stuff in a serious notion, in a serious way, in which I have a couple like serious points.
Oh, I have a lot to talk about with Twilight, so let's get to it. Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I am joined by Why the Fuck Is It Still Cold Outside?
Listen, this morning when I drove into work, there was 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Are you serious?
I shit you not. It snowed all last night up in, because I work about 40 minutes north of where I live right now. And there was frost on my car this morning in Cranberry. But as I traveled north, the further north I got, the more snow I saw. It was like I was traveling up a fucking mountain in the fucking Alps.
And here I thought I was the April Fool, but it seems as though...
Dude, I literally like was talking to my supervisor and I was like, I'm the fool. Because it's fucking snow and I came to work. Fucking 20 degrees outside. Unbelievable. But this whole week it's going to be really, really warm. So I'm like actually really excited about that.
Yeah, it was nice this weekend and I'm kind of glad it was really cold yesterday because I'll get into it with my update on the bullshit freelance assignment I had. We did our fun, nice stuff on Saturday when it was like 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And then Sunday it was 45. I had a migraine. And so in our previous episode, listeners, I mentioned that I was editing a scientific paper, which I don't feel qualified to do, but he wouldn't listen to me. I submitted the revisions on time and he did not respond to me until 11 o'clock the night after it was due, saying I would like revisions because you didn't do a lot of sentence rearranging and rewriting that I expect with revisions. I'm like, okay, sure, fine. So I waste my Sunday doing that with a migraine. And then this morning, he cancels the order after I've submitted the next round of revisions. So basically, this fuckwad wasted my time and I'm not getting my $15 for it.
That's fucking unbelievable because I would be so mad just because the work is done.
Yeah.
Like, that would frustrate me so much that I would just want to kill.
And, like, it was long enough that he would have received the document and downloaded it.
Yeah. So
it's like, I just did 2 days worth of work. 347 revisions, mind you, on this fuckwad.
Yeah.
And I reported him. I don't give a shit about the $15 because I'm at a place where freelancing isn't my primary income anymore. But for a lot of people on Fiverr, it is. And I don't want this asshole pulling this shit with other freelancers.
Right. And when he canceled the order, aren't you supposed to like say why you're canceling? Because when I had to cancel my order with the one guy I worked with, it like made me give a reason.
When I got the email and clicked show reason, it didn't actually show a reason. But looked up like reasons why a buyer might cancel, one of the reasons listed on the Fiverr FAQ was that the project was late. And technically it was late because he requested the revisions after the timer had run out.
Oh, what the fuck? Like that, well, like it's already his fault.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
So I'm going to take a minor break in freelancing again.
Damn. Yeah, dude, I don't blame you, man. That's some shit.
Because it took time away from my own personal project that I'm trying to get revised before April 30th, which by the way, you should look at it before April 30th. So
I would love to. Please send it again. Okay. You send me stuff and then like sometimes I like totally forget that you send me anything at all. I'm so sorry.
No.
I have to make it.
Whenever that happens, I think about replacing you.
I'm going to write it in my my planner, swear. Okay. Swear to God.
My primary concern with this play is, since it's focused mostly on three guys, that the women aren't really that well represented. And it's kind of the point. Like, the main character is kind of blaming one girl in particular for what happened that night. And I'm trying to rectify that by making it obvious, you know, that's the point, is he can't take responsibility for what happened, or he can't accept that what happened just happened. No, it was no one's fault. We'll see. I'll see what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably really like it. I love all your writing.
Oh, thank you.
I do. I'm a really big fan.
Oh.
I like you. Anyway.
Speaking of jobs, you worked at, you worked at a Hot Topic for a period of time, right?
Only 6 years, but yes.
Well, you know what really changed the face of Hot Topic?
When they stopped being about the music.
Yeah, and when they started being about Twilight, which is a 2008 American romantic fantasy film based on Stephanie Meyer's novel of the same name. Directed by Catherine Hardwicke, the film stars Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. It is the first film in the Twilight Saga series. This film focuses on the development of the relationship between Bella Swan, a teenage girl, and Edward Cullen, a vampire. And some of
them there's a link.
I just copied and pasted this from Wikipedia. I was lazy.
That's awesome.
And the subsequent efforts of Edward and his family to keep Bella safe from a coven of evil vampires. Now, the reason I copied this from Wikipedia is this next paragraph is very interesting to me. The project was in development for approximately 3 years at Paramount Pictures, during which a screen adaptation that differed significantly from the novel was written. Summit Entertainment acquired the rights to the novel after 3 years of the project's stagnant development. Melissa Rosenberg wrote a new adaptation of the novel shortly before the 2007-2008 Writers Guild of America strike, and sought to be faithful to the novel's storyline. Principal photography took 44 days and was completed on May 2, 2008. The movie was primarily shot in Oregon. Twilight was theatrically released on November 21st, 2008, and it grossed over $393 million worldwide. It was released on DVD on March 21st and became the most purchased DVD of the year. The soundtrack was released on November 4th. Following the film's success, New Moon and Eclipse and the next two novels in the series were produced as films the following year.
So you're telling me that they only shot the film for 44 days and then they were done?
Yeah, principal photography. That doesn't include any reshoots.
Wow.
A lot of movies don't really take that long to film.
Mm-hmm. Man, well, it seems like they were in a rush, and I guess I understand now.
But what really interested me about this from Wikipedia, and why I just copied and pasted it, was the fact that it was in stagnant development at Paramount Pictures. That just blows my mind, considering what a monolith it became.
Yeah.
Do you think they, like...
3 years.
Do you think they, like, kick themselves every day that they fucked it up?
I don't know. Maybe, because you said that during which time a screen adaptation that differed significantly from the novel was written. So maybe they were trying to do it differently, and it just wasn't working. So they just kind of, like, let it sit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I wonder a lot now about, like, what that other like thing was about, like the other adaptation.
Yeah, I should try and track that down. Talk about it on the next minisode if I can find it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Catherine Hardwicke, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she is. She did Hard Candy.
Really?
Am I right about that? I'm not even looking. I'm almost positive.
Oh my god, 13? She did 13.
That's it. I was like, she did some movie that was like fucked up.
And the Nativity Story. Girls.
Well, you know, Catherine Hardwicke, she only directed Twilight, and then somebody else picked up New Moon and Eclipse and so on and so forth and changed everything around and made small adjustments that needed to be made. Very small stylistic things, but they were actually even more true to the novels after it was taken over.
I actually have never seen the New Moon movie adaptation. I started watching it while I was finishing dinner, but
yeah, that's the one. That's the one that's mostly about the werewolves because Edward and Bella like break up or something.
Yeah,
and she's with Jacob, and Jacob's just like a fucking loser. And then Edward comes back, and it's all good again. And then Eclipse happens.
But like, for real though, who in their right mind was Team Jacob?
Dude, I knew so many people that were Team Jacob that it fucking boggled my mind. I don't understand why he's in the movie for like 4 minutes, and he might as well just not even be there.
God awful.
His dad's more exciting. It was. He looked ridiculous. His hair looked weird because it looked fake. Because I'm pretty sure he was wearing like a wig. Mm-hmm. Am I right? I don't know. I mean, whatever.
But as bad as the series is, and we'll get into that, because there's like revisionist history going on with why people hate Twilight so much. And you and I, you are technically, and I always forget this, you are technically a grade ahead of me in school. And we only...
Yes.
Since Twilight is all about fate, let's talk about the fate of Stormy and I coming together. I graduated from undergrad a year early and decided on George Washington University, and that is how Stormy and I met.
Oh, I chose you.
Because we did apply to a lot of the same publishing graduate programs. So.
We did. It was either going to be GW or Emerson, so like take your pick.
Basically.
And it was GW because I didn't get into Emerson because I'm stupid.
I got into Emerson.
I know. The thick of them of the smart cookie.
Honestly, I don't think I should have gotten into Emerson because they said no research papers for your academic writing sample. And mine was technically a research paper.
That's all I wrote.
No. Like, what
else is
what
there?
What does that mean? You're going to get mostly English majors applying. So what do you expect them to write?
Yeah, you mean to write you a fucking novel with no formal fucking training? That's what I'm trying to get. Formal training.
Basically. And
anyway,
it worked out for me because I did an empirical research paper my junior year about how I wanted to work in publishing. So I was just like, this will work.
Hell yeah.
But yeah. So even though you are a grade ahead of me, we were teenage girls yes. In the prime of the Twilight phenomenon.
Yes, we were, because we were both in high school when it happened.
I was in middle right? school.
This
movie came out when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, okay. Well, then I...
Or no, the movie came out first semester.
It came out in 2008.
It came out, first semester freshman in high school.
First semester freshman in high school. I graduated in 2010.
Really?
So I was, yeah.
Are you 2 years ahead of me in school?
I graduated from high school in 2010.
I graduated in 2012.
Then I must be, then I guess I'm 2 years ahead of you. Jesus.
You're so old.
Christ. I know. Wait, now I'm confused about my years. 10, 9, 8, 8. I was a sophomore. Okay. I was just becoming a sophomore. And then like, boom, it happened. Everyone at Kappa freaked the fuck out. Twilight everywhere. I love Twilight so much at that point that
we all did.
I had a Twilight lunchbox. I worked at Hot Topic, so I had like access to all this Twilight stuff, all these like movie replica things, like clothes and jewelry and all this shit. And so I had to have it.
You were on the front lines of when Hot Topic made that huge shift from being like the gothic music store to this pop culture thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
I remember when that happened because my uncle would be awake when I was getting ready in the morning and eating breakfast. So we would watch not MSNBC, but the stocks one, the one that strictly talks about stocks. And the CEO of Hot Topic was being interviewed, and it was all about how the Twilight phenomenon kind of shot their stocks up to the top and how they were going to figure out how to continue thriving in this new market. And that Twilight changed Hot Topic.
It did. So I just sent you something on Facebook.
Oh my God, is it going to be embarrassing?
Embarrassing for me, but I need you to know like how crazed this shit was when Twilight came out. Is that, I don't know if you remember, you probably do, but I don't know if our listeners who are little fucking babies remember what FYE is, that store that sold CDs.
Wait, are you telling me you had an Edward Cullen cardboard cutout?
Yeah, I won it. Because at the store that's called FYE, which was like a store that sold like music and CDs and shit, they had like a midnight costume contest, and whoever had the best costume for a character from the movie would win shit, including a life-size cardboard cutout of Edward Cullen. And I dressed as Victoria and I won because I'm a fucking badass and I won all this cool shit.
Jacqueline, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm about to send you something on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Forgive my...
Don't tell me you also won the costume contest for Victoria.
No, I didn't win a costume contest, but our FYE was going out of business shortly after Twilight had started. And so this would have been like my sophomore year. So I was starting to get into the Twilight hate phase, because what a lot of Twilight revisionists seem to forget is a lot of Twilight's biggest haters were once upon a time the biggest fans.
Yes.
And so they were having a sale, and that Edward Cullen cardboard cutout was only $15. And my friend and I asked, hey, if we draw him, could we get an even cheaper discount? And the guy was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. So I got him for $10, and he lived in my room until my senior year of high school, when I cut off his head for my thespian inductees induction necklace.
So you're saying that you and I were meant to be all this time?
Yes.
We both had a cardboard cutout of Edward Cullen.
The exact same one.
The exact same one from the exact same store. And we both fucking had it. And it lived in your room. It lived in my room. I put it right in front of the window, so people thought that there was like a person standing in my window like at all times that wouldn't move.
And I'm sure it gave both of our mother figures a heart attack every time they walked
every
by.
Every time they walked in, like, oh shit. Ooh. Oh, it's just Edward. Wait, I have to send you another picture. Because I took him everywhere with me. So I had a like a graduation party, high school graduation party, and I brought him with me, and I put him like in the background of all the pictures. So hang on, let me send you this picture. This is a picture of me and Luke, and we were in an amateur band, and I performed at my own graduation party with him. So hang on, let me send this to you. And then if you look in the back right hand corner of this picture, you will see him. I just was like, he has to come too. I had him all the way till I graduated high school, and then I got rid of him when I got into college, of course.
Sometimes I think about how I miss him, because he also came to my he came to my 18th birthday party as an honored guest.
He had to. They're so easy to take with you because it's a cardboard thing. They're so lightweight. Why not carry it?
And I don't think the photos exist anymore because we made the mature decision not to upload them online. But there were photos of Edward giving David a blowjob since David and I were friends in high school.
Poor Edward.
Oh, he was never the same after that.
I know. But anyway, I'm glad that we have connected on a whole new level about this, because I thought I was the only one in the whole universe that would do something so lame, but you did it too, so it's good.
Yeah,
fools. Happy. All right, anyway, what are we gonna talk about now? This is a good point. Wait, did you talk about this yet? Wait,
briefly,
no, yeah, you did.
But one thing I remembered as I was watching this, because I didn't talk on this point, the one thing I will give Twilight credit for that you cannot take away from it is it did get girls to read for pleasure.
Yeah, it did.
Otherwise, there's like a whole group of girls we all know from school that, you know, the ones who say, LOL, I don't read, when asked what their favorite book is on social media.
Yes,
like, Twilight got those girls to read, and I will not hate them for it, to the point and I know this happened because I owned the Jane Eyre copy.
Yeah.
They re-released, I think, Romeo and Juliet, Pride and Prejudice, and Jane Eyre. They released covers that looked like the Twilight covers to try and entice people to pick them up and read them.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I have it anymore. I might have kept it since it was Jane Eyre, and the cover is really pretty.
Nice.
So I do think they knew it was getting people to read, and they wanted to get them to read the classics because Twilight, quote unquote, is based on, the first one is based on Pride and Prejudice, the second Romeo and Juliet, and I can't remember what the third and fourth are based on.
Nice.
But that's all we have for Nostalgia Lane for now.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So let's talk about the acting and the characters. My first note, yes, which is kind of important, is Taylor Lautner actually Native American?
You know what? I knew that he like wasn't. He just has like a darker skin.
Well, yeah, that's what confused me because he is very tan, but his facial features are very European, I want to say.
Yeah, they are.
So I looked it up. Taylor Lautner, raised as a Roman Catholic, Lautner is Austrian, Dutch, English, French, German, Irish, and Swiss. And he has stated that he has, quote unquote, distant Native American ancestry, specifically Ottawa and Potawatomi, through his mother. So,
well, barely.
But you know, this came out before we really cared about that kind of stuff. So,
ouch. Taylor Lautner. Lautner. Taylor. And everyone's like, oh, he's just so dreamy because when he takes his shirt off, he's like super buff. And I'm just like, whatever.
See, I wasn't into that.
Either. I was not into that at all. Anna Kendrick. Yeah, you know what? This did make Anna Kendrick famous.
I don't think it did, though. I think because everybody forgets she was in Twilight. She did this and then she did Pitch Perfect. So Pitch Perfect is what made her famous.
I thought this made her famous to get into Pitch Perfect.
Possibly, but she leaves such like not an impression.
I know she really doesn't, but they're like, she's cute. I wonder if she can sing a song. And I guess, unless that's not really is Anna Kendrick sing?
Yeah.
Is that really her?
Yeah, okay. That's her.
You never know these days, man. It could totally not even be her and I wouldn't even know it. It's dumb.
Can't believe you cosplayed as Victoria.
I did because my hair was longer then. So it was easy to pull off because I have red hair and so did Victoria. And I was like, cool, I'll just be her. And with the shirt that she wears, it's like, she steals like a shirt. It says like, fucking like Luck of the Irish or some shit. And I didn't have a white fur, but I had a black fur. So yeah.
Nice.
You like my eyebrow ring?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. You were so edgy.
You have to have an eyebrow ring to Hot Topic.
He used to be so edgy back in the day. R.I.P. Robert Pattinson, because what has he done since Twilight?
You know what? Well, hey, he was in, have you seen Water for Elephants with him and,
that's right.
Reese Witherspoon and Christoph Waltz. And that was a great movie actually. And he was great in it. And
I haven't seen it. I know, he's a very underrated actor.
He is. You know what? He does his best. He probably hated the fact that like he's known for Edward now. It's probably a mistake.
Yeah. Everybody hates that they're known for Twilight. In fact, he does do a lot of independent movies. He did that independent Salvador Dali autobiography, where he was Salvador Dali. And then Kristen Stewart does all these independent movies now.
Yeah.
So I think they just distance themselves from this mainstream movie. And also, they probably made so much money off of it, they could just never work again for the rest of their lives.
But like, he's in like a lot of movies with like big name actors alongside him lately. And it's pretty cool. It looks like he's going to be in a horror movie this year. The Lighthouse by the guy that made The Witch.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
That'll be good.
It'll probably be, like, really good in it, because I'm sure all these really, like, teen drama actors, they're making their way into horror like you wouldn't believe, and they're, like, they're, like, thriving in that. It's really cool.
So I'm speaking pleased. Of horror,
yeah.
I am seeing Pet Sematary Friday.
Nice. So cool. I hope you have a lot of fun.
I am.
Are you really going to do the things like read? Are you going to read the book and watch the thing again before you see it?
I'm going to try. I'm not reading the book, and I'm having hesitations about putting it on my Goodreads, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm listening to the book on audible.com.
Nice.
And I'm about 2 hours into the first part.
Okay.
And it's a 15-hour book. So
I was like, how many hours? How many pages per hour are read?
Because I would like to do a write-up, since I am seeing it opening night. I would like to do some kind of write-up for the website.
Yeah, you should, because it's got, like, yeah, the book, the movie, and now the new movie.
Just talk about how they all come together.
Yeah, just like how I did with the Hill House thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Does it mean you're an adult when you find her dad is I knew you would like him because he's, like, totally your type. Like, I know what your type is now.
What's my type?
Your type is, like, Chief Swan, and my type is Carlisle. Freak blonde doctor who's super hot. That dude's, not around at all.
Yeah, he's not very prominent in the first movie.
I know, he should be. He's so banging.
Since you like so Carlisle, Jennifer. Have you ever seen that Angelina Jolie movie? It's super old. It's like Firefox or Wild Foxes? A group of girlfriends who do really cool things. Well, it opens with he plays the main girl's kind of boyfriend in it. I mean, it's pretty clear the girl falls in love with Angelina Jolie. I mean, come on, who wouldn't?
Coffee.
But the opening scene is him prancing around naked in the woods while she takes pictures of him.
Nice.
So you should check that out.
I probably should. The Angelina Jolie movie with the girls that do cool stuff. All right.
I also feel like, and this applies to the books, my biggest problem with Stephanie Myers is all these secondary characters have really awesome backstories, and then you focus on the two lamest ones.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love Jasper. He is cast so well. He is so cute. And he has the coolest backstory.
Yeah, he does, because he's bad. And he's a cowboy.
Yeah, I would be all over a fucking Civil War era cowboy vampire war.
Yeah, dude.
And isn't that Dusk from Dawn?
What?
Isn't that From Dusk Till Dawn? I might have just described From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn is set in modern times.
Okay, well, that movie only set in the Civil War era with a fucking vampire war.
That's really fucking cool. And they really should have, like, made this movie about Jasper, and, like, Rosalie is really cool too.
Yeah, Rosalie, she's this pretty rich girl, and she's gonna get married, but then her fiance, like, gang rapes her, and
she dies
and becomes a vampire, and then murders his face.
But the guy that plays her boyfriend, I forget his name, but he's super hot too, because he's in Boardwalk Empire, and he's that one, the one guy I like. But in Boardwalk Empire, he's the guy with, like, the half face mask, and Luke was in For Halloween. So in a roundabout way, he was him from Twilight. He was a Twilight character.
Tell Luke that.
That guy's super hot. Like, he's very, very good looking man. He's, like, so striking.
I never saw it.
You need to look up a picture of him.
I had a friend who was, like, really into him, and I just never saw it.
Into the guy.
What, yeah.
I wish I, like, could know his name right. I'm not even going to look it up. I don't really care.
We're talking about Rosalie's boyfriend.
Rosalie's boyfriend, fiance guy. Yep. All good.
Also, Alice's powers, her powers to predict the future, the way they're described, that's not predicting the future.
No, yeah. That's called a premonition.
Yeah. They're like, she can see the future, but it's not...
It's not the future, though, because if you change your mind, it's not the future.
I've seen the future.
What the fuck? What a shitty power.
I can make guesses about what might or might not happen.
Yeah, me too. I can guess, like, right now, like, Sam, after Sam is done, she'll either, okay, so after Sam is done talking to me, she's going to go make dinner.
And then you'll be like, dinner, bitch.
Yeah, so then it'll be like, oh, she changed her mind. So, like, oh, my powers, like, they don't work because she changed her mind. Like, oh, she's not making dinner. So what is she doing? Like, I can't, I don't know, because my powers don't work that far in advance. I can only make one guess.
I can only see the future 5 minutes in advance. It's not that hard.
Right. 5 minutes. I can see the future, like, when it's happening. Like, it's like Mean Girls where she's like, there's a 20% chance that it's already raining.
I was about to reference Mean Girls.
I'm like, it's exactly the same power. Exactly the same power. Anyway.
Did you have
any stuff about the performance?
Yeah.
I thought the performances were all riveting. The script is riveting. They have downright philosophical conversations with each other, and it's really thought-provoking. In real life, I was really excited that Bella is a vegetarian. I forgot all about that. However, did you notice that they called her burger a garden burger?
I didn't. I forgot she was a vegetarian.
Yeah, but they were like, who's your garden burger? And I was like, wow, they haven't been called garden burgers since fucking 2010 when they invented vegetarianism. Jesus. They're called veggie burgers now because we know that they're not. There's no fucking meat in it. They're like, well, garden burger. Better be careful we don't say veggie burger to upset the meat eaters. How PC.
Which, like, now that I remember she's a vegetarian, that just makes it weird in the fourth movie. Yeah, the fourth movie, the first half of the fourth movie, where she's dying and they're like, well, the baby wants blood, so I guess we can give her this blood we've had conveniently stored in our basement for 40 years. And she's like all into the blood and thinks it's delicious. I'm like, now that just doesn't make sense.
But that's because she's a vampire. Right?
She's not a vampire yet. She's giving birth to a vampire baby. She's just a human who enjoys the taste of blood.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain that.
This movie would be a lot more interesting if it was about cannibals.
Yeah, I know, right? I thought this movie would be a whole lot more interesting if Edward was like 100% a predator and he wasn't in love with Bella at all. And
I really enjoy how Stephanie Myers, like, knows nothing about vampire lore.
I agree. Yeah, you know what? I agree because I'm sitting here like, wow, this is, like, all new stuff for vampires. And I was like, it's new because it's not old. It's not part of the vampire lore. Like, jumping ahead for, like, 2 seconds, they don't sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
that one doesn't bother me as much as not that he can just go into her house without being invited in.
Oh shit! Yeah, he goes in through the window. Leads all the fucking
to that
time.
Creepy ass watching her while she sleeps.
Yeah, I thought that was really creepy because I said to this right here, I said too many girls thought too many things in this movie were romantic when they were just creepy and not romantic at all. And the reason I said that is because in response to him saying, "I like to watch you sleep," I find it like fascinating, and I was like, "That's fucking weird." That's really weird. I don't want people to watch me sleep because that's like when you're most like
stabbable.
Yeah. And that's fucking weird. Like if I woke up and Luke was staring at me, I'd go, just watch me sleep because it's really fascinating. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck? I'd be like, go out of the room and leave me alone by myself to sleep. I wouldn't even want to. Oh, God.
Like, it's just happened at random. I open my eyes shortly after David opens his eyes, and it looks like he's just been staring at me. And I'm like,
you're like, what? And he's like, nothing. What?
I just woke up.
I can imagine his eyes, like, already being open. And then you look at him, and he's already looking at you. And you're like, what? And he's like, I don't know what. You looked at me.
That's exactly what happened.
And you're like, what the fuck, David? And he's like, I don't know. And that's literally the conversation because that's exactly how I imagined it to be. Anyway.
You know us so well.
I do. I really do.
It's like you're in our room watching us.
Watching you sleep. Okay, so what do you say about the way people interact with each other in this movie? Like the on-screen interactions, but like they're like the background people interacting. that's like not how people like interact with each other. And I've never experienced that myself. Sam, I don't know if that's how people talk to each other.
Being the new kid in school at one point in my life, those awkward interactions between her and her quote unquote friends, totally realistic. Just like,
yeah, it's when the friends talk to each other, like when they're not talking to Bella, and you can tell that they just like really quickly wrote their script like real quick just to give them something to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Also, I've never been in the scenario where I've had five guys wanting to date me at once. I'm lucky if I have like one guy wanting to date me at once.
Yeah, everybody like jumped on her like once she walked in the door, and it's like, well, first of all, her outfit totally sucked. And I don't know why anyone in high school would be into that stupid outfit, because in high school it was all about fashion and the way you dressed and the way you looked.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked like a fucking slob. She just dresses weird. Everybody has, I don't know.
Well, she's got to be as fucking plain as possible so every teenage girl can see themselves in her.
Yeah. But like, I didn't dress like a fucking loser. I tried to dress like pretty decent. Anyway.
Girl, you were going through your goth phase so hard in high school.
You should see me now. I'm like the kind of like slightly dark dressing academic, which is a cool combination.
You're the goth that basic bitches try to be.
Hell yeah. And I'm their fucking like almost teacher, so they can't do shit.
I don't know. I think I'm still pretty emo in the way I dress.
You're like cute emo, like pink emo, pastel goth. I don't know.
I don't know what I am. I don't believe in labels. Labels are for jars.
The fuck? You just said that you were a goth.
I'm not goth. Goth is a very specific subculture in the world. I'm not those basic bitches who wear all black one night and like dream goth girlfriend.
Yeah, and then they have like black lipstick on like for one day, and they're like, oh, I'm so goth. Black. I only wear black eyeliner.
Like,
it's like, well, girl, everybody wears black eyeliner. Jesus.
I levitate to that style more so than I did like middle of high school, college. Mm-hmm. Just in my old age and doing this, I've started drifting back to that kind of fashion choices. But
I like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool and acceptable because you're writer.
It better fits our style of life now.
Absolutely. It does. Because we've seen some shit. Anyway.
All right. Okay,
let's talk about this one detail that I really hope that you noticed. God damn it, Sam. When Bella fills the water cup and then dumps it back out without drinking it. Wow. What a riveting moment. What a great character choice. Bella doesn't even want to drink the water because she already knows she's going to be a vampire, and she realizes she doesn't need to drink water to survive. She's above it now. So did you notice that fucking part?
Yeah,
please
no,
tell me you did. Oh, it goes by so fast, and it's hard to tell what she's doing. But it's when she's talking to like her dad, and he's sitting at the table, and she's to the right of the screen at the sink. She fills up a cup, like a glass with water from the sink, stands there and dumps it out, and then puts the cup away. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, if I were her dad, I'd be like, not thirsty. Did you get confused as to if you were thirsty or not? Also, the way Bella's mouth constantly hangs open is just so riveting to me. I love looking at her fucking ugly teeth.
You gotta give props to Kristen Stewart, because Bella, again, Twilight set a precedent for all YA fiction that came after it. Bella was the first bland, faceless YA fiction girl that you're just supposed to project yourself onto. So really, Kristen Stewart had nothing to work with.
Yeah, she honestly didn't.
So really, Bella's pretty airheaded, so she probably does just stand there with her mouth open all the time.
her mouth agape.
Like a turkey.
Flies just fly into it, and she's always just like, sorry, I'm clumsy.
God damn, the freaking flies. That's not a character trait.
Wait, okay. Wait till we get to the realistic portions of this discussion.
We're already at 40 minutes. We got two nostalgic.
Oh my god!
Right, we gotta get through this.
This is gonna be a 2-hour ordeal, you guys. All right, hold up. Let's go faster. All right, plot. Okay.
This really did revitalize the vampire movie, didn't it? Yeah. I'm trying to think how many vampire movies came out after this.
I don't even remember, but how many before? Like, not a lot. But what was happening in the early 2000s? Witches, not vampires,
it definitely
right?
revitalized, like, this YA creepy fantasy subgenre of films. Water and Chocolate? Blood and Chocolate? It was a werewolf one.
Blood and Chocolate, yeah.
And then there was Cursed. I think that came out around the same time. That was an actual horror movie, though.
Yes. Oh. Not to be confused with Twilight, which is not a horror movie. Actually, it scared me.
Let's see.
Spooky vampire.
This is actually one of the only movies I can think of with an actual, like, vampire politics. That's true.
Yeah. As I was thinking about it, I was sitting there like, you know what? There aren't any, like, vampire, like, politics in any other movies.
That's true. I will give Stephanie Meyer's props for that. She created a vampire political system.
She did, yeah, political system.
And if you like that, you're probably going to like Castlevania when you finally get to it.
Castlevania.
Because it's very heavily rooted in vampire politics.
I'll make you a deal. I'll watch it once you write the thing about it.
Well, goddamn, I guess you're never watching it.
But if you want me to see it, then it should give you motivation to just write it. You said you wrote the title.
I wrote the title, and I have ideas. I just need to research more about Dracula in love, which I don't think happens very often in fiction. Like,
legitimate fiction, yeah. Story. The cool kids call their parents by their first name. Oh, yeah, she calls him Charlie.
Yeah, she's so cool. That really confused me when I read the novels, because she just called her dad Charlie. And I'm like, do people really do this? Do people actually do this?
I only do that with my dad, but not my mom.
Okay.
But I don't call my dad his name to his face. You know, I'll say, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I won't be like, Ralph, hey, how's it going? I'll say, hey, dad, you know, so.
I don't call my parents.
I feel like he'd be offended.
I don't call my parents anything.
We don't have to discuss that now. Sam, I know you so badly wanted to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're thinking of something really clever to say.
Yeah.
Freak. Anyway.
I call my aunt and uncle by their first names. That was a big.
I know you do. I know that's how I know that they're your guardians, because they are on a first name basis.
That was actually a really big issue in my teens. And I'm like, I live with you. Why do I need to keep calling you aunt and uncle? I'm just going to fucking call you Vicky and Richard.
Yeah, like. Hey, auntie, like, it takes too long.
The whole aunt title is so formal, too. But anyway, what a gripping story. It is a gripping story.
Oh, are you reading mine?
Yeah, because, do reservations actually have special schools?
They might.
But that seemed really weird that they would have separate schools on the reservation. That seems kind of deliberately, segregational.
Yeah, because I feel like you can live on the reservation, but you can go to school in the school district.
Yeah.
School.
This is a very long formal paper, but it seems some of them probably do have schools on the reservation, but I'm sure a lot of them also just intermingle. And I feel like it was just out of convenience to have Jacob at a separate school.
Yeah.
So Stephanie Meyer wouldn't have to keep track of too many characters at once.
Yeah, exactly.
He would actually have to establish his character in the first book to make us care about him in the second.
I know, like, seriously, like, he doesn't even do anything. Like, he, like, talks to Bella, like, one time, and all he does is stare at her weirdly.
His only existence in the first movie is to explain why that the Cullens are probably vampires.
Yeah, and he also just explains that, like, something we already know, which is the fact that, like, the wolves and vampires are natural enemies. Which we already know if you watch Van Helsing, because the werewolves and the vampires fight in that movie. They can't be partners. So the plot, like I said before, if this would have taken the direction of, like, Edward was just simply, like, a predator, he's only in love with Bella because she smells good and her mind is quiet. So he doesn't have to fucking listen to her talk.
And when you say that, I just realized how misogynistic that is.
But it is. That's honestly, he's really like, I love you because I can read everyone's mind and I can't read your mind. So I'm going to ask you those weird questions to figure out, oh, you smell so good. It's whatever. I can't stay away from you anymore. I hope that's cool. And she's like, that's fine because he's pretty. And also Edward's power is to like coerce people to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, how do we know that she's not being tricked the whole time to like him? Because honestly, what do they even talk about? They have nothing in common. He's really old. She sucks and is really boring, honestly. She's really awkward, and they fell in love after like a day or so. And I'm just like, honestly,
she's already ready to become a fucking vampire.
I was like, how do they fucking – I said, why are they in love so fast? That's honestly not fucking real life, especially in high school. I don't give a fuck if you're almost in a car accident. It doesn't fucking matter.
See, you say that, but you and Luke met and fell in love in high school.
Yeah, but we didn't fall in love after, like, the second day of, like knowing each other existed, okay? Like, we had to, like, learn about each other. After a couple months, maybe we felt comfortable saying, I love you. But then, like, we were best friends already. You know what I mean? So it just – it's hard to explain. But it's not the same as this shit. It's fucking bullshit.
This is what Stephanie wished her first love could have been like.
Basically. Like, look at a picture of Stephanie Myers and then look how Bella is described. Like, Bella Swan is a self-insert.
Yeah, got it. She totally is. And I hope you noticed this, Sam, but you may not have. Whenever – I don't know if you know what Stephanie Meyer looks like, but she – placed herself in the movie and had a cameo.
I think I remember that.
She was at the diner and they gave her like a veggie plate and they're like, here you go, Stephanie.
You're right. I remember that now, not from this watch through because I was cooking dinner, but from when I first watched it.
And to the end, she's like on her laptop, probably writing the next book. Stephanie Meyer in Twilight.
I'll send you the picture of it.
Let's go ahead and get to a production. I really like this. I also liked the soundtrack.
That's honestly the only like good thing about this whole movie is like the music is so fucking good. The only reason there's a Muse song is because Stephanie Meyer, the author, is like obsessed with the band Muse. Mm-hmm. And in every at the end of every book, you know how they write the thanks. She always thanks the band Muse. And she's like, Muse, Muse, Muse. Oh, I fucking love Muse.
You're right. Muse, Muse, Muse. I remember that.
All day long.
And I tried to give.
I only listen to Muse. I don't like any other music.
I tried to get into Muse because of Twilight. Just.
Yeah.
Muse isn't my cup of tea.
I liked Muse. Yeah, I liked Muse before it was in Twilight.
Special, then I'm sure you felt super special for already liking Muse, just like Stephanie Myers.
I did. Because Supermassive Black Hole is on like their fifth album, and she's like fucking 5 years behind the game. But I do love Muse. I've seen them in concert once.
I saw My Chemical Romance at concert.
Hell yeah, me too. I saw them twice.
They were my first concert.
Oh, cool. My first concert was Bob Seger when I was in fifth grade.
And then
anyway,
my one note on production is the goddamn blue-green tint.
That's because it's supposed to be cold where they are, Sam. They moved into the most rainiest place in the continental U.S. Did you hear Edward when he said that? And she's like, I don't like any cold, wet thing. And he was like, ugh. And she's like, what? And he's like, why did you move to the radius place in the continental U.S.? And she's like, I don't know. That's how they talk. So I hope you like that. Anyway, the blue-green tint. Also, I remember when I used to go super hard on the DVD and watch like the behind-the-scenes shit. They put like, okay, all the vampires have like the pale makeup, right?
They gave Bella a little bit of pale makeup too, just to emphasize her paleness. Yeah. It didn't do that in the other movies, but it was like a choice by the director. And she was like, everything has to be really pale. Everyone wears pale makeup like it's fucking Halloween. And it rains every day. And the blue-green tint is supposed to make you feel like you're cold when you're watching it. And everybody's clothes are supposed to be in a very pale, like, cool color palette. Yeah. Boom. And that's why everything's blue and gray and like purple and brown and shit, you know. Anyway, what were we talking about? Plot production. Also, the makeup isn't like blended because like they go down to Edward's like below his chin a little bit and they don't blend it into his neck. So you can see because the guy that plays Edward has like naturally like olive skin. Mm-hmm. So it's like a two-tone and it looks not great.
I feel like things like that we weren't supposed to notice, and I've noticed this a lot with early 2000s and even before that films, is their makeup looks really bad and really noticeable. And David told me that's because they were being released on crappy DVDs and VHSs, so they had to like really overdo their makeup in some instances so they look normal on those low quality releases. So I guess Twilight was after VHS has became obsolete, but I think the point still stands.
Yeah, no, you're right. Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Well, they could have blended it into his neck a little better.
They could have. You know, but you know what? They had 44 days to do this movie.
Yeah, clearly they're in a rush every single day. They just like caked it on. Like, okay, go. You're good. Go. Okay, so is it ever explained why they sparkle? At one point, he said it's camouflage to, like, attract people, but it's unnatural, so I wouldn't be attracted. I'd be repulsed by it, so no reason, huh?
No just real a vampire. Reason. Just a middle-aged mother's just fantasy. Shit up about
vampires. Just making fucking shit up about vampires. She's like, oh, vampires are so scary. What can make them likable? Make them sparkle like diamonds. Ugh. But then it's gross because he's sparkling, but then, like, his shirt's open, so his like hairy body's out, and it's like hairy, sparkly skin, and it's weird looking, and I can't like that at all. And then they're like, oh, let's try to like 1v1 with like Jacob's super ripped body, but he's like really skinny, so it just freaks me out. And I'm like, nah, no, thank you. Never into werewolves, never was, never will be. I appreciate them as part of horror, but I'm not like, oh, werewolves, like, I am a werewolf. Oh, yeah. I run hot. You know, like, no, not into it.
And, like, let's be real for just a second. Is there any group on Earth that's hornier than fucking 13-year-old girls? I mean, I guess 13-year-old.
I guess not.
I think 13-year-old boys run a close second, but just thinking back to my friends and I during our Twilight phase in middle school. I'm not going to name any names. If you listen, you fucking know who you are. One was telling me about a Twilight fanfiction she was writing that was just a smut piece where Edward's playing guitar and Bella starts blowing him and he keeps missing notes. And I'm just like, 13-year-old girls are like the horniest people alive.
I wouldn't even enjoy reading that.
Me either, but like anyway. 13 years old, not knowing anything about sex. Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Dude, I totally wasn't even thinking about stuff like that when I was 13. Really? Shit, that embarrassed me. Oh yeah.
Oh, well.
It embarrassed me to think about that. I was only thinking about horror movies when I was 13.
Okay.
You know, thinking about working at
I was getting into the Beatles in when I was 13, so
I feel like we all had at that time, like literally when we were all 13, I feel like that's when we all had like a revolution into like classic rock.
Well, I'm still into the Beatles. I just bought 3 vintage records because I collect Beatles memorabilia. But it has to be fucking vintage. I don't want these $25 records.
Yeah, no way, man.
Because I just frame them.
That's cool.
It looks fucking awesome. And now I have 3 more to add to my existing 2.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the realistic aspects of the film since we are 55 minutes in.
Okay,
Sam.
I'm sorry. Teenage girls becoming literally diehard obsessed with something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You're right.
But, like, I was diehard obsessed with My Chemical Romance and then Criss Angel and then Rent and Twilight was somewhere in there. Dude, yeah. Criss Angel was sexy.
Yeah. I had Criss Angel, like, Mind Freak deck of playing cards.
I had his entire magic kit, but I sold it for $20.
Oh, cool. I read his, like, biography book. Or, like, autobiography or some shit. I was like, cool.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
Are you ready? Dude, did you ever have, like maybe, like, a couple months out of your life where you're like, I'm going to be a magician?
I think everybody's gone through that phase.
Like, you're just like, I'm going to sit here, learn fucking card tricks, be a magician.
That's why I got his, like, magic kit, was I wanted to, like, show off magic tricks.
I know, right? I fucking loved doing it.
And mind you, I didn't get the fucking magic kit until, like, my junior year of high school. It was a Christmas gift from a cousin.
I was doing fucking close-up, like, magic trick card tricks when I worked at the Hayride when I was in college, too, man. So it's all good. I would literally sit there in front of YouTube and learn magic tricks with a card deck to do it. At the Hayride.
I understand why I don't have friends now.
Yeah, that's why you and I are friends right now. Anyway, more realistic aspects. Really realistic. Adrenaline rushes are real.
Yeah.
So that's actually, like, real shit. He could have had an adrenaline rush and pushed the truck away. But he didn't. He's just super strong because he's a vampire. He's impossibly fast and strong. Being so clumsy that you'd naturally fall down two flights of stairs and out a window because you're clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right. If someone told me that they did those things because they were clumsy, I don't know what I would say. I would say that's fucking bullshit. That only happens when you throw yourself down the stairs and throw yourself out the window. That only happens when Edward beats you. Didn't her mom, like, wonder, like, are you just saying that, honey, because you're scared of him? You know what I mean? Like, nobody ever, like, turned on him except for the except for Jacob's family. But they're only mad at Edward because he's a vampire and they're wolves and they're natural enemies. Anyway, being accosted by six men at one time, not like liked at high school, like those men that, like, came at her when she was, like, shopping in the night.
Yeah. No, I completely forgot about the whole Bella almost getting gang raped in an alley thing.
First of all, look out for the alleyways, man. All the fucking dudes hang out there. But it was the same group of dudes that, like, catcalled them as they walked past the window and they were trying on prom dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Being so scary you can scare people away with your face is a great skill. I wish I was like Edward so I can just scare people away because I look so scary.
You're literally 2 feet tall. That's never going to happen.
I know. Hey, you're only 1 foot tall if I'm 2 feet tall, Missy.
I'm taller than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Oh, okay, well, I'm 5'3". It's just that your ghost is shorter than my ghost in the Twitter picture.
Oh, is it? That's so because I drew a hat on you.
That's why. I was like, so when I look at that, I just imagine you're just shorter than I am. And I'm just like, okay.
I think about updating that, but I know soon as I do, one of us is going to get a haircut.
Yeah, don't ever update it because it's perfect the way it is. Being on a special diet is realistic. Because she's like, you're not going to eat. And everyone's like, I'm on a special diet. I sound like Patrick Bateman when I say that. Being a cold one, which is being cold all the time, like me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're an author and you insist on being in your own movie, that's okay when you're Stephen King, because Stephen King actually has, like, you know, like, a small role.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much as long as the cameo's not super distracting.
Yeah, hers isn't distracting unless you were super mega obsessed with it. And you're like, I heard that there was a cameo by Stephenie Meyer. We have to keep our eyes peeled. And then it's, like, right in front of me. And you're like, wow, I was, like, not so focused the whole damn time looking for
I still feel like even if you weren't looking for it, it's so fucking obvious. Like
they really say, here's your veggie plate, Stephanie.
Yeah. Like the Stephen King ones, he's usually not an author and it's usually like something driving the plot forward, like the pizza guy in Rose Red.
Yeah, or he's like in the Stand miniseries made for TV. He's like a biker.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I agree with you. This is a masterpiece. It was a fun nostalgia trip.
It's a masterpiece, period. Not even exclamation point. No joke. A masterpiece. Like through and through, 5 out of 5.
You cannot. This movie has had more effect on our culture than any movie in the last 50 years.
Yes, it has, because now everything that's pop culture kind of like refers back to this movie as like the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Because now when we think of vampires, we think of sparkling.
Yeah.
And can't unthink that.
Like, look at Hot Topic. The name used to be written in Chiller, and now it's written in, like, Helvetica because of Twilight.
Yeah, it's written in, like, industrial.
It's gone from being the mall goth store to the fucking pop culture store that just is edgier than the other pop culture store.
Yeah. I remember when like the motto changed at Hot Topic, when they changed the font from like everything about the music to like, I don't even know what it is now. There isn't one.
Yeah. I remember like, when I filled out a job application for Hot Topic, it asked me what music meant to me.
Yeah. Right now it says pop culture and music inspired fashion, but it used to be Hot Topic, everything about the music.
It used to be the only place I could find Nightwish CDs.
Yeah.
And the only place I could find the very original My Chemical Romance album that wasn't even on Apple Music for 3 years.
I remember when they stopped sending us CDs to sell. Because right. I used to work every Monday night, mm-hmm. which was when we got the CD the CD shipment in, and I would put out the new CDs for Tuesday, because every Tuesday morning the new releases came out. And then like after however many years passed, they stopped letting people in bands have band leave, and then they just stopped sending CDs. We didn't sell them anymore, and that's when we did the big remodel. Mm-hmm. That's when the sign changed. Everything changed after that, and then it was all about superheroes and Doctor Who and Harry Potter and Twilight and what else was there? Fucking anime, and then like the
rock anime.
The rock wall just got smaller and smaller. And smaller. Yeah. And I mean, the pop culture got bigger and bigger. And now there's a fucking, instead of a rock wall with rock t-shirts, there's a fucking wall of pop vinyls. We don't need that shit. I can't wear that.
I cannot stand pop vinyls.
Fucking too. Because I used to convince myself that I liked them and thought they were cool. And I had like maybe about like 6 here at the apartment. Fucking threw them all away, Sam, because I couldn't stand the sight of them.
You could have donated them.
No, because they were opened. I opened them, which is the first problem. You're not supposed to open them, which isn't any fun, because I thought it was a toy. But if I have to keep it in the fucking box, where's the fun in that? So I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, it's whatever. I quit because it sucked. We all quit. Not topic.
And then you went to Pier One.
I went to Pier One after I worked at Hot Topic in Virginia. I worked at the Fair Oaks Mall store, which was fucking falling apart and gross and sucked and nobody gave a shit. And it was messy and dirty and dusty, no one clean.
I didn't know you worked at Hot Topic while you were in Virginia.
Yeah. I transferred over there when I first moved just so I can have like a guaranteed job. Mm-hmm. And after a couple months of like dealing with people who didn't fucking care, I quit and I went to Francesca's. That's when I started to work at Potomac Mills. And then after that, we all quit Francesca's and I started to work at New York & Company at Springfield Mall. And then after that, I transferred to the Pier 1 on Duke Street. And then I stayed at Pier 1 and transferred to the one up here. And Robinson, and that's the one that you didn't go to when you tried to see
me. I know, we were very upset.
I know. How excited I would have been if you would have came all the way down to Robinson to see me.
Should have worked at the Pier 1 close to your apartment.
So. I couldn't because there was no fucking managing positions open. They're all, they all just like all the old women work there. They work there their whole damn lives. They're not leaving. So I had to go down to the store in Robinson, which was falling apart. And they had nobody, just me and a couple other people. But I really liked that store. And I really became close with those people. And we have dinner every other month together. We just had dinner, like, together on, like, Friday night.
All right. Anyway. Well, let's wrap this bitch up. Do you want to do the end notes?
Yeah, I would like to. Let me just open them because I never do that anymore. And I should. Okay, let's see. Intro, outro, iTunes. All right. Yes. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies, and it's is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today, Sam?
It's okay to be nostalgic.
Sam, real quick, can we just please just be Edward and Bella real quick? And then I'll be Edward and then you be Bella because you know to say, okay, ready? Here we go. Okay. Say it. Out loud.
Vampire.
Now ask me the most basic question. What do we eat?
What do you eat?
Okay, anyway. Okay, now we're fabulous. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search Real Horror Show on Twitter. For some reason, there's a Real Horror Show account out there that's not us. Don't be confused. It's not us. We wish it was us. So if you can just maybe drop a line about how you wish it was us anonymously, that'd be great. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Well, comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Submissions are open for movie reviews. Check out the submit page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah, we don't even post certain reviews anymore. It's done. It's done. We love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would buy us a coffee. Submissions are open for a yearly anthology called The October Monologues. Check out the submission guidelines on our website and send us your creepy shit. Any other pertinent news? Happy April
Fool's Not tonight.
Day. Yeah, not tonight. Happy April Fool's Day.
With Happy April Fool's.
But when you listen to this, it won't be that day anymore, so sorry.
That's the real April Fool.
Yeah. Don't you feel like you're the fool? Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. And that's all I got, so thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye. Bye.